Let's flip the script now and talk science and outer space. To help us explore that, here's my colleague, Carol Hills.
Scientists have long been captivated by one of Jupiter's moons, Europa.
Europa is kind of the reason I get up in the morning, because I'm interested in the question of, is there life beyond Earth?
That's Georgia Tech astrobiologist Brittany Schmidt. She says this moon, hundreds of millions of miles away, is one of the places in our solar system where we're most likely to find life beyond Earth.
We're looking at Europa because it's the most Earth-like place I can think of in some interesting ways. And the reason for it is because it's one of the only places that has had geologic activity and an ocean over the history of the solar system.
Schmidt hopes one day to be able to explore the frozen over ocean on Europa to search for signs of life. But first, she's testing out the kind of equipment that might help her do that here on Earth. Our colleague Caitlin Sachs from NOVA interviewed Brittany Schmidt. Caitlin, you talked with her in a rather unlikely place.
Yes, about as close to Europa certainly as I will ever get. Brittany is testing a robot underneath the ice in Antarctica, and it really does feel like another planet. Her research site is a 45-minute snowmobile ride away from McMurdo Station, which is the largest U.S. research station on the continent. And it sits on sea ice. And so this frozen ocean shell is very similar to what we might find on other worlds in our solar system. And so this spot in Antarctica is a perfect playground to figure out how we'd even start to explore these icy moons.
Those moons, such as Europa, which is our main focus, are thick ice shells on top of a global ocean. And so we're interested in one day being able to explore those environments. In the meantime, we're trying to work here, kind of in our backyard, to figure some of this out.
I wouldn't exactly consider this backyard.
Well, when you think about Europa all day long, it's not so weird to think of Antarctica as your backyard.
So what is the work that Schmidt is doing in Antarctica that's going to eventually translate to this moon?
Her team has developed a robotic vehicle called IceFin. It's about 12 feet long, and it looks kind of like a torpedo, but it's loaded with scientific sensors. And what they do is they bring it onto the ice, drill a hole through that ice shell.
Okay, we're going to start going down slow.
And then launch it under the ice to explore underneath the ice there.
All right, we're clear of the hole.
And how thick is this ice that they're drilling through?
Right here, it's about 12 feet thick. On Europa, it will be much thicker. And what's remarkable about this mission is it really does kind of feel like a NASA mission.
All right, I'm ready for functional tests when you are.
They have mission control. It's a little tent right out there on the ice.
Go for test.
Members of the team are communicating over radios as they launch the robot.
Batteries are all at 100%.
Once it's launched, they pilot it using, of all things, a PlayStation controller. Over towards a nearby glacier.
We're slewing along the front of the glacier, getting an idea of the depth of the ice in front of us.
And explore the underside of that glacier.
And we're going to kind of follow this feature, staying under the sea ice. So there you go, you've got the light.
And what they're trying to do is find out what instruments are actually most useful for exploring this under ice environment.
We have forward analog camera, up-down HD cameras. We have forward-looking
and make
sonar,
3D maps of these
CTD,
deep, tight, hard-to-reach spots that we couldn't get divers or boats to.
So in the case of Antarctica, where they're using it now, what have they been finding?
A lot of what this mission is about is just starting to figure out what technology works well and what doesn't for exploring such an environment. What information is useful to collect? What sensors would they want to load onto a robot that they'd then launch into outer space? But in addition to that, they're also learning more about the physics of ocean ice interactions.
The physical processes are the same here in Antarctica as they would be on Europa. So coming to Antarctica gives us the physics that we need to improve our models of how Europa works.
It's interesting because the physical processes may be similar to Europa, but of course, we can't do anything till we get this tool way up there. And how close are we to that?
Well, we are still a ways off. There is a mission launching in the mid-2020s called the Europa Clipper mission. And that will be a survey mission from orbit, which will tell us a lot more about the moon. And it would only be after that that we'd start talking about actually sending a mission to land on the moon and then drill under the ice and explore under the ocean there. So we're talking, it could be a few decades.
So I shouldn't hold my breath for news about aliens on Europa anytime soon.
Nope, not quite yet. But you can stay tuned for something else that actually might strike a bit closer to home. This coming season, in just a few weeks actually, Brittany is going to be heading back down to Antarctica, this time to the Thwaites Glacier. I know the world did a big series on Thwaites this past spring. This is a glacier that's at risk of catastrophically collapsing. It could trigger a rise in sea level of up to 11 feet. So now, Brittany is hoping Icefin can get to that spot where Thwaites Glacier lifts off the seabed and starts floating. So this is a very delicate and crucial point for that glacier.
That's incredible. So this tool, it's not just about Europa, millions of miles away up in the sky. It's using it to help us figure out Antarctica as well.
Exactly. If they can get it down there, it can make three-dimensional maps of the area down there and tell scientists about the physics of what's happening there. And that'll be able to tell us a lot about the stability of the glacier.
We're motivated in the long run by getting this data that'll send us into space. But there's important climate problems and really just unknowns about the Earth that we live in. And so by thinking about it like a spacecraft problem, you're actually able to see the Earth in kind of a new way.
So by using this tech that we're developing to eventually go to other worlds, we're able to get to these places where we wouldn't otherwise get to here on Earth and answer some pretty tricky questions about our own planet and its future.
Caitlin Sachs from NOVA, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The World's Carol Hills with our WGBH colleague Caitlin Sachs. Caitlin's reporting was supported by the National Science Foundation.